I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
We got our minds right. Let's get to it.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, people? And welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And this your boy Q.
And we are here on another fucking midweek podcast.
Yes, sir.
What's up with your people?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man.
Well.
It's motherfucking hump. Well, it's not hump day.
Nothing.
We almost got the weekend.
Yeah, weekend almost here. Little talk. We're going to have something on the weekend, too, because we got some football and basketball this weekend too, but let's not get so quick into the sports here. We wait till next one. Let's get into
this. Let's go. Cause I want to react to the Patriots game. I don't want to talk about it then.
Yeah.
The game happened tonight.
You know? Yeah. Cause then you can say whatever, but I mean,
I'm gonna give a little prediction. Towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
But we'll get to the sports. End of the week.
Fact. So let's start off with something. The 6ix9ine situation. So you was telling me off air that he got a $10 million a record deal?
Yeah, let me
what the fuck? Okay, so he wasn't signed, or is this a renewal of a contract, or
right? They read up his deal.
Okay.
$10 million. Let me find the motherfucking
As you're looking that up, why would you think that they would wanna reinvest into 6ix9ine? Seeing as though all of this controversy has been happening.
It's controversy that they started. They funded all the controversy, so they're about to fund some more controversy.
Yeah.
And they know he's about to do numbers, so.
You think people going to eat that shit up? Like, you think people going to really.
His first album?
Like, come out? Like that shit, that he already had, that shit. He already had his chance to be like.
But the first one to come out when you come out of jail.
Yeah, but we think it's another situation.
What are you talking about, though?
I say 50%. I say 50-50. Some people going to listen to that shit.
Just to hear it once.
And other niggas going to be like, eh, I'm not fucking with this nigga. Niggas got street code. Like,
so according
no matter
to,
what.
According to a report, a music insider says the Brooklyn rapper is planning to head into a studio to record new music as soon as he is released from prison. It says a bunch of backstory bullshit.
Everybody knows the backstory of this shit. It's not. Niggas ain't living under a rock, so y'all know what it is, so.
He signed a $10 million record deal with the label 1K.
That's crazy. I mean, for multiple reasons. It's crazy because now who can be trusted around this nigga? Nobody's gonna work with this nigga. And then at the same time, it's gonna be like, bruh, all right, we put you out there. We gonna have to amp up security to the max, nigga. Like, we gonna have to have, like, maximum
armed security around. But, yo, I don't even think he needs to go, I don't even think he needs to do tours. What?
Nah, he gonna have to, because that's the only way he gonna make his money. But The nigga gonna be. He gonna have to not show up in New York. You know what, bro? Remember we was talking about. I'm glad you see. I seen that. Remember we was talking about the female basketball players, something like that. Niggas was talking about. It was Skylar Diggins I was talking about.
Yeah,
that was the one. With Skylar Diggins.
She's fine.
But I don't understand why he would want to have 24-hour security and then still be a part of society. I get it, but I don't. Because it's like, nigga, you can't stay in New York. You can't stay in New York.
I mean, up on New York.
Niggas but these different type of niggas, though.
Niggas stinson every day in New York.
I feel you, but it's a different type of niggas, though. This nigga ain't all over the nigga ain't plastering his face all over the fucking screens, neither telling niggas to suck his dick and all this other hot boy shit.
You sure I paid it for? She paid it for.
That nigga's, I get that, but this ain't that nigga, we're talking about like now. Like, he might have did snitching when he got out. He wasn't trying to be like back in the camera, back in the limelight, doing all this other shit.
They say his sentencing hearing is going to be expedited to like
December or something like that.
Next month, yeah.
And
so we'll see how this shit plays out next month. That's when I'm going to start caring about the shit more.
Yeah, because it's going to get real. It's going to be real.
No, I mean, it's just all talk to speculation.
I don't know.
So, well, let's get into the weed real quick. I got some OG.
I got some sour.
Okay.
This shit. I'm not even a big fan of sour, but
this shit is smoking, nigga. This shit is charming.
It's the filter too. That bitch is a straight puncher, bro. Like,
and the filter definitely.
That shit cooking, bro. I keep telling, hey, bro, the filter will change your smoke game. I don't care what you add a filter to. You can put a filter on a blunt. You can put in some papers, nigga. You can put a filter in a bogey and a black, and that bitch gonna it's gonna change the game to that bitch. I'm telling you, like. Shit, real. All
right, so let's get into this Cassidy Arsenal. Now, before we start,
man,
Arsenal is my favorite battle rapper. Always been. That's my favorite battle rapper. Is that nigga so disrespectful? That nigga ruthless, disrespectful ass nigga.
I just really kind of got into the whole battle rapping situation.
Arsenal been my favorite
from the jump. I fuck with Twerk. I fuck with Jersey Twerk. I fuck with Son. I fuck with him. Like, he got this appeal to him where he kind of, like, he got this hot boy appeal to him. Like, boy, boy. Like, yeah, he be talking that hot shit. Like, all them niggas tight, bro. Arsenal tight. I mean, everybody tight. They be spitting bars. I ain't going to take shit from nobody.
One thing is, you could tell. Like, okay, so you say you just now getting into it. So you've seen that a battle before.
Right.
And I think it's easy to tell that Cassidy doesn't belong.
No more. No. He's done. Like, that era of Cassidy battle rap is over.
Like, nigga, you have a bunch of yes men around you.
He's a big name for a car.
Yeah.
That's it.
And your salute, because he's one of the only mainstream niggas.
He's still a GOAT in the battle rapping, but you can't rap and you can't do it anymore.
He only had two, but this is only a second battle in the battle rap.
Nah.
Second battle.
Nah.
In the official battle rap leagues. Like, but he did like the shit with Jerry Reed a while ago. Like,
well, I don't know, because they had the shit before Smack TV. Before all that shit.
I'm talking about the new era.
He hasn't been a part of that. That's the rule. These niggas on a different type. They're in a different type of time.
The shit they was doing back then was like, I don't recognize just a bunch of niggas. just, you know what I mean? This
niggas
shit,
word plays and they schemes, the wittiness, all the niggas is crafty with the bars.
This is their job. Like, these niggas really do this.
Crafty with the, and then you know what killed me? The nigga, you see the face off between them two? This nigga was talking so reckless. Yo, I got balls already ready for this nigga. You too. I'm telling this nigga need to write his balls and all this. I had balls when they said that we was gonna battle. Okay, cool. So is that what you came up with?
So the first round, I think Arsenal came out like you said it.
He didn't miss. I feel the opposite. I feel Cassidy came out swinging a little bit.
I like Cassidy's first verse. I think everybody was like, okay.
Cassidy came to play. He at least
came to fight.
Yeah. You know,
because Arsenal came out throwing some blows. And I think Cassidy definitely matched his energy. And then, like, the second round,
it was
Arsenal
over.
Still had some
blows. It was over.
And it was still swinging.
You know what I think? I think Arsenal threw the old bait and switch out there. He threw the, you know how niggas say,
nah, I think he was just cooking up.
Nothing.
He was just like, you got to build up to the end.
He threw it.
The body on that man.
I think he just threw the little light verse out there just to see where Cassidy was coming. Because of all the hot shit Cassidy had been talking, I feel like he just threw it out there. Just let me see. Let me give him light. Let me give him the first. I don't think he even chopped it up in rounds. I feel like he just was like, okay, if I go first, I'm going to give him the light. I ain't going to cook on him yet. I'm going to just give him the light. He started cooking up in the second round.
You got to. Because Cassidy came with the shifts.
I'm like, that's when he hit him. Yeah, okay. All right. He wanted to at least see where he was at. Because Cass was talking crazy.
So many. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That nigga he
witty, bro.
That nigga said, I walk in Kanye house to tell your mama joke.
Yeah, bro. Like, damn.
Damn, the Stephen A. Smith. Bar was fired.
Yeah. The nigga was just killing. He had too many for this nigga.
Cassidy wasn't ready.
I don't think he was, bro, with his arms like this.
The nigga tried to goddamn.
Yo, that shit was so funny. Oh my God. He tried, he only wanted to hit the nigga. Tap the nigga in his chest and shit and say he was gonna. He said, what was the bar? I can't remember the bar. But he said something about.
Oh, shit, that's so funny.
Protecting his chest or something. Oh, something.
Yeah, you and know he tapped that nigga in chest. The crowd was blowing the shit out
Yeah.
Like, bro, we heard you, bro.
I knew it was over from the energy they gave the nigga when he first started rapping. You seen they wasn't even invested into this nigga. He was like, hey, yo. Ain't nobody turned up. It was like, it seemed like they were just talking and shit. It's over for it.
Yeah, I think people still his name still gonna. You're going to be able to get big battles because of
him. But you know what his thing is? He tried to use so many heavy bars to make people think. Niggas got to think at this point. Battle rapping now is not a punchline heavy to where it's got niggas contemplating or like, what is he talking?
I ain't trying to think.
Nigga. I want to be able to quickly reference that shit in my head. I don't want to be sitting there thinking 20 minutes over a bar. That's how you move.
He also, that nigga just don't got no motherfucking rhythm. Like, I don't know. It's just.
He not animated enough. I like them animated niggas. Niggas be bouncing all over. I like that. That shit be looking fly like, nigga.
That nigga be, I'm not with it.
Cass a widow. He is. He's a widow. It's over for that nigga. Like, you might as well just get that shit up. Just give it up.
Arsenal my nigga though.
Arsenal took that one.
That's my nigga.
He took that one. So Cass say he 5,003. You know? Yeah, he lied. He lied.
In your hometown.
And your hometown, nigga. You lied. And the most important card. Live, my nigga.
I mean, I expected at least 2-1, Arsenal.
I expected at least a
debatable.
Yeah, a debatable fight.
If the first round was debatable.
That's yeah, and from there, I'm like, okay. All right. And then he came spitting that garbage second round. I'm like, all right, bro.
Then he keep going. He won't stop rapping like, bro, it's over.
Because he think niggas ain't listening. Or he think the bar's going over niggas' heads like, bro, and that shit matters. No, that shit is trash, bro.
Yo, it's like literal trash.
Right. Throw that shit away. And if that's what you wrote 16 weeks ago.
He could, because he had a couple references about the face on.
Like, so.
Arsenal killed him with like 3 bars, bro. Even the one he just made up about, like, nigga, this shit is a nightmare. You should have just punched me. Like,
nigga, they were saying nigga was disrespectful calling nigga bitch like that. I don't know. Arsenal got real disrespectful with that nigga.
He did.
And his man's lost, too. Reed Dollar. They said he got washed. But I mean, I felt like Reed had a couple moments.
You know who Mr. Fab is?
Nah.
He a West Coast ass legend. From Oakland. He like we were like E40.
Okay.
He a real like legend out there. Arston went out there, Oakland, and battled that nigga last time shit. Arsenal versus Mr. Fab. That nigga got real disrespectful in Oakland.
Ooh.
In their hometown was crazy shit. Like,
I didn't get to give a fuck about nothing.
Fire, bro. Fire. That's my name. That nigga
and he from Jersey?
Man. That nigga fire. Because he's so rude.
Right. But I mean, that's battle rap.
But Cassidy, the thing I was about to say, Cassidy, it sounded like he was just rapping. He wasn't battling. Arsenal was battling, like, mm-hmm. Had verses for that nigga. Like Cassidy had a couple for him, but it sounded like he was just rapping, just saying shit. Like,
Some of that shit had nothing to do with him. Like, what are you talking about? All right, guys, bro.
Like, yo, why this nigga don't got no time on it?
Somebody called time on this nigga, bro. Like, goddamn. What is this trash, bro? Like, he kept going. Niggas gonna hear him. Well, okay, I say this. Are we looking forward to any more Cassidy's battles? Do we want to see Cassidy?
It depends who it is. Because if it's somebody like Arsenal, I want to see just
DNA chew his ass up.
DNA wants to like it.
Matter of fact, speaking of DNA, he just won 25 stacks on the BET joint. They had a BET battle.
So, yeah, getting to the BET Awards, bro.
Yo, man.
What was going on?
They had, BET Awards shit was lit this year. It was lit, bro. They did the ciphers, and what was called was they did a comedian cipher.
Oh, makes our jokes.
They had Avion Crockett. They had the niggas from the 85 South podcast without DC. So it was Chico Bean and Carlos Miller. They had Jess Hilarious and Lil Duval. And I believe it was somebody else.
I wanted to see the Instagram niggas. I wanted to see them niggas. Is y'all really niggas? Is your niggas funny off the Instagram or what?
They had a little thing previous.
That's fire, though.
And it was funny as shit, though. It really was. It was funny. Like, it was cool. They had, niggas better start. Dame Dollar is not the only L nigga in the league that can spit those bars. Now, I'm not talking Dame no more. I'm speaking Iman Shepherd's name.
Oh, he's been trash, though.
Trash?
Trash.
Bro, I'm about to put something on for you right now, and I'm about to show you Iman Shumpert not trash, bro. Iman got these bars, bro, for niggas, and I promise you this nigga cold.
Yeah, all right, but I know
he cold, bro. He cold.
He's not better than Dame. He's not better than Dame.
Son cold.
He fired, but he's not better than Dame.
Keep him.
Ooh, man. Cashed out. Y'all get a whole lot more than your ass for. I can do it all without quitting your day job, bro. I'm from the dirt, the earth.
This is like anybody up here.
Y'all shower capping, I'm tripping. I got that S-curl juice. That's just to set them up. You better tell them stuff before we go through. I'm off the rooftop in a new watch, talking woo wop from the mail. In a new spot with the blue lights, baby. You got to sit dance. I got plans that better not back screen. They call me I Man, but that just made my eyeballs.
That's not funny, man. I ain't saying he got bars like this. It sounds like I ain't going to college.
My nigga tight, bro. The nigga got bars, bro.
He
like
nice, but he's not better than Dame.
Bro, I think he'll give Dame a run for his money. I think he will give Dame a run for his money. That's who need the fucking battle.
That's
who needs the battle.
That's what we need.
Yes, we need Dame and Iman to go head-to-head. Let's see what Dame, let's see that. Neither one of you niggas got rings. Yeah, I can talk that money, talk all that other shit. Now would it probably be relevant to each other. It'll be equal because he can't talk no money, talk none of that fuck shit with Shaq. That's unfair.
Right.
Fucking give it to so, now. I'm talking with Iman now.
All right. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's take our first break.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. Girl,
all right, all right. Yo, you know we got a couple segments, right? And remember that one segment, we just take it back.
Yeah.
We got something for you.
All right.
I feel like you had some shade towards Zion or some gout, maybe. That maybe how his games don't translate, all that extra shit.
Yeah.
But like that nigga's gonna be fine, bro.
I that feel like he is too.
Hooping right now.
you know what it was for me? I didn't want him to become a one dimensional player, being just a dunker, just dunking. But he's showing that he can move without the ball. He's showing everything, okay, cool. His jumper is going to have to improve, and that's a big thing that he's going to have to do with in the league at this point. But now, for now, oh, son, straight. I'll roll with that back. I'll roll that guy all the way. What? Get money, young man. Because the nigga, minute I seen son take off on dude, first preseason game, yeah. I was like, all right, okay. I ain't worried about son no more. I ain't worried about him no more. Because at the end of the day, if he keep doing this, the Pelicans going to be straight. And there were some good games that came on the other night.
Yo, Russell Westbrook holding too, buddy.
Yo, Russell.
That nigga had 22.
But he did. It's like they had played.
Both of them had 22.
It's like they had played, like, I don't know.
Harden had 9 assists. I mean, they look pretty good. I mean, we'll see.
And they took a dub. But niggas, I mean, it's preseason. I'm not really counting.
These niggas really hooping harder than I thought, though.
They got Tyson Chandler. They got fucking Gerald Green. They got Ben McLemore. Austin.
They hoping harder than I thought this preseason though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care. Like the Lakers took an L yesterday.
Y'all really care who wins?
Yeah, it's not really
win losses.
Because I mean, Kyrie had 1 minute. I mean,
we just want to see who hooping.
Dinwiddie, nice.
Who got a bench?
Dinwiddie, nice. I'm not gonna hold nobody. I've been talking about Dinwiddie for yes. You dropped him a cool dub yesterday, 25 minutes.
Spencer?
Yo, the nigga got ball game, bro. Like, and I ain't gonna hold nobody. If the Nets can play like this, they'd be a force to be reckoned with when KD come back.
Yeah, when KD come back, definitely.
When KD come, yo, did you see the Bucks and Jazz game, bro? Oh.
Giannis, I heard Giannis was punching people in the motherfucking face, just bodying the whole lane. That's why I said these niggas hooper harder than I thought. Like Giannis was terrorizing
everybody on their roster scored, bro.
God damn.
Oh. Yo, how does that happen, bro? These niggas got 40 niggas on their team, bro. Look at this. No, bro, look at that shit. No, look how many niggas on their team, bro.
Damn.
Yo, that's a whole... Yo, they got four teams on their team, bro. Like, nah, bro, that's crazy. They got at least 20 niggas. Bro.
All right, so we need to reevaluate the Pelicans.
Hell yeah. Look at young Antetokounmpo trying to hoop. He got a hoop with his brother. He had a little 9 points, five rebounds, one assist.
That's right, though.
Yeah, he only had 16 minutes. I mean, fuck it, he produced in the W. Yeah, and these niggas beat him 133-99. God damn. Niggas is putting up stupid numbers right now. Like the Pelicans and the Bulls.
Just running.
127, 125. Like, what kind of craziness is this? Look at the Heat. Remember I said Miami was going to be nice?
Yeah.
Niggas slept on my... Nah, bro. They got a squad. They got a squad, though, bro. Dion.
I'm sleeping.
Fucking Miles Leonard.
I'm asleep. I'm sleeping on Miami, bro. King side.
All right. And then you got to understand, too. That nigga, what's the name ain't playing yet?
They gonna get into the playoffs because the East is so trash. That's the only reason.
You got to think, too. Jimmy not playing yet.
All right, so in the West, one more time, before the season start, I'm going to go Clippers, Lakers, Rockets. Nuggets at 4. Blazers at 5. I'm going to go Warriors 6.
Hold on. That's this year's? Or are you going based off of last year's?
I'm just reading the random team. I'm just going with the weight of my head. All right. I'm going to go Jazz 7. In the 8th seed, I'm going to give to the motherfucking... I'm going to give you three teams. All right, for the 8th seed. Tell me how you feel about these teams. We talked about the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs.
Okay.
You know, sleep on the Spurs. There's 48 and then 34 last year. Then you got the Thunder. CP3 going back to where he started. OKC. Not where he started, but he was there when OKC started. Back when they was the OKC Hornets. You got Chris Paul, Steven Adams.
All right. The Kings, I'm going to try.
What about the Mavericks? The Knicks might be fine.
See, the Mavs going to be nice, though. Okay.
I almost wanted to go to the Mavericks. It was between the Mavericks and the Pelicans, but you can't. I don't know. You got to play.
That's only if. What's the name is playing, though?
KP.
Yeah. Only if KP playing. So if KP's not playing, then it's like.
There's Luka on coach.
Yeah, Luka not going to be able to do it. And that's. You playing against.
I think they're still one more piece away. So.
Yeah. All right, so my West, how I would do my top eight. I will go Lakers one with the only reason is because what's the name out? Kawhi out, right? Or is it Paul George?
I don't know.
One of them niggas is out.
I can't confirm that.
You're not gonna confirm or deny that, okay.
I know Russell Westbrook is looking.
All right, so we're going to go Clippers 2. I'm going to go Nuggets 3.
Nuggets 3?
Yeah. I'm going to go Denver 3 because it was number 2 last year. So, one game. I think one game might have decided if it was going to be number 1. I don't hold me. But the Knicks was nice. I ain't going to hold you. So, 3. 4 would be San Antonio.
A what number?
4.
Okay.
San Antonio. 5 maybe. And 5 and 6 can be a back and forth with Houston and Golden State, 5 and 6. You can either one of those. It don't matter. I think they're going to probably rally back and forth from those anyway. But 7, I'm going with the Pelicans. I'm going to go 7 Pelicans, and I'm going 8 Utah.
I fuck with Utah.
I want to say Portland, fighting for that 8 squad too.
A young got Portland getting the playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean,
Oh shit!
I feel like it's gonna be a bunch of stuff going on. These teams have gotten tremendously.
I think Portland kind of made the best move. Well, not because
they made right. They made a great move. They made a great pick though, grabbing Hassan Whiteside and all that. I mean, it's cool, but.
They got a couple.
They're gonna have to bring it, bro. Like for real.
Prediction? That bold prediction.
They're gonna have to bring it, bro. They're gonna have to. Because I feel like
Utah was in the Western Conference Finals last year.
That don't mean nothing to nobody, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Bold prediction by Q. Portland doesn't make the playoffs.
I'm
gonna hold it to him.
Listen, son.
I'm going to hold it to him.
There's so many good teams.
But you got the Pelicans out?
I got the Pelicans in. Number 7.
Okay. Ooh, you think they're going to be better than the Blazers?
Mm-hmm. Bro, you understand. Listen, bro. You got to respect this squad. You have to. Pete, bro.
They're a bunch of second, third tier players.
Bro.
Not even second.
Listen to these niggas' roster, bro. Right? You got.
I know. I went to 2K shirts.
Jalen Adams.
And they got.
Well, fucking Lonzo Ball.
The best piece is JJ Redick. That's the best.
They got Derek Favors. They got Josh Hart, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingrams. They got fucking Etan Moore. They got Okafor. They got Zion, JJ. Like, bro, listen. These niggas got a squad, bro. They got niggas that'll play hard.
I think they 1 year away.
They going to be nice enough this year, bro. Because, I mean, the oldest nigga is Derek Favors. Or no, Jrue Holiday is the old, no?
Derek Favors.
J.J. Redick is the oldest. J.J. Redick is the oldest nigga on their team, bro. The oldest. They run around with a young squad. These young niggas is about to, they about to work, bro. They about to work.
We'll see. I like it, though.
Especially with a boost like fucking Zion.
I like it for Lonzo.
He gonna give y'all hella energy. Hella showtime. So they gonna win games, bro.
That's all they gonna do is
run. Run them niggas then. And, bro, and niggas that like to play half court ball gonna be sick.
But the team that's gonna force them to play half court ball gonna fuck them up.
I don't think so. You know why? Because they got enough shooters around them to play half court ball. They just wanna run them niggas, though.
And not play defense.
Don't play defense.
I don't think they're going to play defense.
With all them shot blockers, bro, they play defense, bro. They got a lot of long niggas paws on their team,
bro. I like
bro.
Lonzo playing defense.
Son named Jackson Hayes, bro. Nigga 19. He's 6'11", bro.
I want Lonzo to stay healthy what I want to see from him this year.
Yeah, I want to see Zion stay healthy.
I want to see Lonzo going in and out. Like, nigga.
I want to see the whole squad healthy. Because if the whole squad healthy, bruh, they going to be a whoo. It going to be a problem, bruh. I promise you.
All right. So, yo, the season is upon us, people.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into the today. Tonight, we have Patriots versus Giants. But I know how I feel about the Giants.
What?
I ain't the niggas that want to fucking die.
Yeah, you think they're going to win? No. Probably be an easy game for you niggas, man.
They missing their starting, a bunch of the starting wide receivers, they starting tight end, like Saquon Barkley, old.
This about to be an easy game for you niggas, bro. Unless these niggas come out with some old next level defense that had you niggas back the fuck down. Right. And other than that, bro, it's ball game.
The worst part about the whole shit is I gotta fucking work, man. Then I gotta go in early for the meeting. But like the two niggas I work with, they cool, they with the shit. So they already know. I'm going to the cafeteria to watch the game. They gonna make sure that, you know, they gonna run the shit for us while I watch the game. They gonna look up for them. But I gotta be there fucking early for the
studio. Why don't you listen to the phone? You wanna watch it?
Yeah. I could watch it on my phone too, but I'm going to the front. So I can get some food.
How long y'all should be open?
It's 24. You just go in there and get whatever you want and just pay for it.
Oh.
They got like a little storefront.
That's lit.
We got this today. We got this. I'm feeling good.
You niggas ain't about to beat y'all niggas, man.
Nah. I'm feeling like Patriots. 31-3. Thursday night beatdown.
No, good thing. 3 points.
3 points. 31-3. Yo, we gave Washington. They lucky they even got 7. They got a little lucky out of breakaway touchdown. They got lucky. They ain't snipped the end zone ever. Like, ain't nobody scoring on us, man. Like, with this team. I usually give a nod, like, in the game over, I'd be like...
So skip wrong?
Huh?
So skip wrong?
About what?
16-0 for y'all?
Yeah, he can suck a dick. So then he shut the fuck up. Stop putting that shit on us. We just want to win this. I don't care. I just want to win this Super Bowl like we did last year. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Don't fuck around. Well, I guess if we go 18-0, we're not fucking around, but... But
that's a lot of pressure.
I'd rather go 14-2.
That's what I said.
But I think honestly
it's gonna be the Chiefs game y'all gonna lose and the last Bill game y'all like gonna lose.
I feel like we're gonna lose 3 games.
Y'all gonna lose the last Bill game. Wanna know why? Stop. The last game of the season, y'all not gonna play y'all starters,
it's
bro.
It's gonna be the last game of the season. We are gonna play the starters. Because we got to get the one seed. Kansas City is not going to lose all these games.
Right.
We got to get the one seed. Niggas is playing. And we not losing to the Bills in New England. That shit is not going to happen ever. Ever in life.
Oh, shit. No, no. Funny.
The world would be over.
Yeah. I wish I won a championship that year. Huh? Wish I won a championship that year.
For the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
And we lose to the Bills?
Mm-hmm. Is it a give and take?
I'll take it, but I mean.
Y'all got to hear about it? But fuck it. Y'all got the seven. Y'all with y'all seven.
Yeah. As long as we get seven, I don't care how you've done this year. Just do it. Get it over with so y'all can
retire him. You want to say the word?
It's about time we gotta start getting somebody ready.
Yeah.
We gotta start getting somebody ready.
Yeah.
But that nigga's still good enough, way good enough to keep us.
But you don't want to keep chancing that shit. That's the thing.
No, we just got to get somebody ready.
Yeah. Now.
But I'm still rocking. I'll rock out two more years with the nigga. Two more years.
If y'all can keep the nigga not getting hit, yeah.
The whole line keep fucking up. Mm-hmm. The whole line hurt. That's what it really is.
He can't get touched.
It don't matter what quarterback you put behind it. Our whole line is just like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's the thing I was talking about when this year, beginning before the season even started. Tom Brady is one hit away.
Well, everybody's one hit away.
Yeah.
You saw Josh Allen, the young nigga, still doesn't even knock the fuck up.
That is true. Andrew Luck got his ass the fuck out of here, too.
That shit on, man. Like, Tom Brady getting his ass smacked all game against the Redskins. He
dicks off, though.
Tom Brady.
Okay, I hope so, bro.
I'm not worried about his durability.
I hope so. I hope y'all actually do get to seven. Go ahead and do it.
I'm not worried about him getting hurt. When we getting hit a lot, when he gets hit a lot, I'm worried about losing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the O-line can't protect these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we lost the first two boys for the Giants. The O-line got bodied.
That's mainly what you want to do.
If he get hurt, you know.
Give him time.
Get hurt. He's all right. That nigga never missed a game for an injury besides the 1 year with the ACL.
Right.
The nigga came in, AFC Championship game in 2016 with a fucking 12 stitches in his hand, in his throwing hand. Bodied the fucking Jacksonville. 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter.
You have to win. Gloves, whatever that shit was.
Huh?
Didn't he wear something on his hand that game?
Yeah, he wore a glove.
Then they were trying to say some bullshit about that shit. They ain't saying nothing. I thought it was some bullshit scandal around that time, too, about she was cheating because of it was something on the glove, some shit like that.
No.
Some dumb shit.
No, that's not crazy.
Yeah. It do, but.
No. That nigga. I'm just worried about the fucking offense because when we get out of red zone, like, I trust our defense, but I just don't know how to judge it yet. We ain't playing nobody. I don't know.
And we have to start going to play somebody.
I chopped. I already chopped Baltimore off the list. I chopped Cleveland off the list. They trash. Cowboys up the list, they trash.
They're the Eagles.
I'm not gonna chuck Eagles out.
What?
I'm not gonna chuck Eagles out.
I'll be more fearful of the boys than the Eagles.
I'ma chuck the Eagles, the Texans, and the Chiefs. There's gonna be problems.
And after that, it's nobody. I don't play.
Yo, the Bills don't play nobody.
Yeah. Bodies,
yo, the Bills can fuck around. Yo, the Bills can fuck around and go 12-4.
They might.
We don't play nobody. The whole NFL is trash. All you niggas is trash. The whole NFL is trash. Something is wrong.
Shit, real.
Something is really wrong.
I don't know, bro. They paying these niggas too much, is that?
As long as they just be trash for one more year, we can get seven. I'm good. Just seven. Y'all got it. Y'all can have it for like two seasons.
Mm-hmm. I just can't let Pittsburgh get it.
Well, because them niggas, is done. You started quarterback. Ooh, you started hitting on that quarterback. Oh, God, this thing got destroyed by Earl Thomas. Let me play the video real quick.
That hit was
stupid. You saw that hit on Earl Thomas?
Oh, my God. That nigga fuck
out. And you know what? It's Pittsburgh, so they 100% deserve it. I'm happy.
What the fuck happened to Ben Ash? That wasn't Ben.
Nah, that was Mason Rudolph. Ben rotator cuff. He up out of here for the season.
God damn. That's two quarterbacks.
Drew Brees out for like a couple more games.
So that shit pretty much set up for you niggas to win.
It's too good to be true. I'm not with the shits right now. We only 5-0. People acting like 5-0 a big deal. These niggas ain't playing nobody.
Now you know what it is. But you know what it is though. 5-0. You Patriots niggas is talking shit. That's what it is. Y'all popping heat.
Not because we 5-0. We popping heat because we the defending champs. We beat the Rams. We beat the Chiefs. We beat the Chargers. We beat all the niggas that everybody wanted us to beat. And we still
we beat the Rams too.
We ain't losing over 300 days.
We beat the Rams too.
But we ain't losing over 300 days.
Word.
Like, what y'all want from us?
We can tell
somebody beat us. Like, I mean, we walk around with the trophy just
hey.
Going from nigga stadium to stadium, just in there. Giants. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry for these niggas neither. No mercy. I said Patriots.
Yeah, they beat y'all.
31-3 Patriots. They got that rookie quarterback starting, but it's just always setting up. Like last week, Washington had their third straight quarterback. This week, the Redskins got their motherfucking rookie quarterback. The Bills had their backup quarterback.
You bitches.
Please, though. We got a 42-year-old quarterback. Give us a break.
They're going to give y'all a break. They give y'all the easiest schedule. And then they just put everybody at that do play, they put their third or fourth string players.
Yo, honestly, they did that shit.
Tell them niggas run the offense.
They set it up for Peyton Manning to win the Super Bowl before he left. Experience level 100. Mm-hmm. So set it up for Tom one more. Get him up out of here. Salute.
All right, he's gonna really break history. That's what he's really doing.
Yeah, we out of here.
He's gonna be LeBron of football.
I'll go start watching baseball or some shit. I'm fully satisfied with football. I'm good. I don't even need to watch football to work.
Basketball.
What's up with hockey or some shit?
Get into soccer.
Yeah. So
long ass matches.
How was the OG? How was the OG?
Nah, but that shit was smoking, bro.
Okay. I like the song. That was an A1.
Yeah. Nigga, we stay getting some. We all right. We I don't think we ever purchased some boo-boo.
Some blam, yeah.
He said some blam. I love it. No, I don't think we will, bro. We know too many good, like too many spots.
It was only one time, and it was actually last year. For somebody I'm real close with, I know I'm not gonna put it in my hair, but they sold me some blam. And it was like the fucked up, let me tell you, like the fucked up part about it was. It was one of them late nights where I needed some weed.
Right.
Me and my other homeboy, we was talking about this shit before. He told me, like 3 days before, that nigga had some blend, like some rush and trash. And I'm like, oh, so we laughing about it. I'm like, oh, whatever. And my high ass forget about the shit. End up getting it. That's only time ever in the history of me smoking weed where I didn't finish the weed at all. I threw the whole eighth out, didn't smoke the blunt. That's the whole only time.
I need to know who this person is. I need to know who this person is. This is funny.
You know, hello, bro. Look at him. Damn, bro. Oh my God, Kirby.
Nigga said he had that shot, nigga. That shit fucking jammed on it, nigga.
Niggas told me about it too. Niggas, I was warned and I still, I was like, that it can't have the same crap.
Right.
Then the nigga asked me, you don't never ask me. The nigga asked me, like,
you sure?
A couple days, nah, he asked me, like, the next day, was like, yo, is that shit good? I was like, hell no, I couldn't even finish that shit. I was like, throw that shit out. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, niggas been liking it. I was like,
I hate that shit.
But I knew he wasn't getting good reviews because he asked me that shit.
Niggas be lying when they say niggas be liking it, John. If a nigga got to tell you niggas be liking it and the nigga ain't seen that shit gone, because I'm going to tell you like this, if you got some shit and niggas like it, you're not going to get the same shit. You're going to try to find some shit that's better than that.
Right.
Why you get the same facts?
So that's why I'm glad. Shout out to the Weed Man. We got options, we got flavors. Anything else? We'll be back this weekend for sure.
Yeah, we got some stuff for this weekend.
We got a couple of interviews. We'll have an interview this weekend.
Right. Y'all know the new people. Y'all can find us on Spotify. Y'all can find us on iTunes. Y'all can find us on Google. Y'all can find us on the Send the Cue Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. It's been nice.
Yes, sir.